This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
We are going to start in Puerto Rico. The humanitarian fallout from Hurricane Maria is continuing. People need basics: water, medical supplies, cash. We wanted to zero in on food and agriculture. The hurricane destroyed about 80% of the value of the island's crops. Frances Robles from the New York Times wrote about that, and she's been reporting from around the island. We reached her in her hotel in San Juan via Skype. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Lizzie.
Can you give me a sense? You visited these farms and you've sort of been out reporting. What do things look like and feel like right now?
The area in the southeast where a lot of farms are was pretty staggering. You could go to a plantain farm and just as far as your eye could see, there were downed trees. I mean, downed trees after downed tree after downed tree. You did not see one that was up. The other thing visually that was really striking is the regular foliage has been completely stripped. So not just of the leaves, but even of the bark. It looked like there had been a post-apocalyptic drought.
Wow. You reported that the island lost about $780 million in agriculture yield. What does that mean, both in terms of sort of economic exports, but then also domestic food supply?
Well, about 85% of Puerto Rico's food is imported anyway. So that is an important fact to have. But one thing that was really interesting is I was talking to the farmers and I said, well, what is this going to mean?
Yeah.
They all said the same thing. They said there will be no food in Puerto Rico. So that made me wonder whether in these agricultural communities, that percentage is probably much higher. The local percentage must be much higher, so that this loss to some communities is going to represent a very large percent of what they normally put on their tables.
When you talk about food imports, some of those imports are coming from other countries that have also been devastated by storms. I mean, is there any way to know right now what's going to happen to the food supply chain?
I think that's really hard to say, especially for me to say, because I'm in this cocoon with no electricity and no phone communications and no internet. I think obviously someone's going to have to fill that hole. You know, that the food is going to have to come from somewhere. We cannot let Puerto Ricans go hungry.
What's the next step for these farmers? I mean, you describe this post-apocalyptic landscape. What do they do?
They said they're going to have to replant all their crops and that it'll take a year, year and a half for everything to grow back. I talked to this one man in a kiosk on the side of the road who's selling his, you know, yautía and other local foods. He said he lost $300,000 worth of crops. And I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to plant it all over again. I'm going to start over.
Frances Robles, thank you so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for keeping the focus on Puerto Rico.
Now we're going to talk with a business owner trying to get back to her restaurant and home in San Juan. Tara Rodriguez-Besosa is currently stuck in New York. In addition to owning a restaurant, she also works with farmers, trying to create a more sustainable local system that doesn't rely on imports, something that Hurricane Maria likely made much harder. We caught up with her earlier this week.
The first few days were horrible, very frustrating. For somebody like me who is kind of like, you know, a leader of a pack, and I have my, you know, friends, family, clients, farmers feel very impotent. My business was 6 feet underwater. So the chef of my business is right now, little by little, trying to get water out and see if there's anything she can salvage. But it is also being looted as we speak. Right now, I definitely have word from most of my farmers. Everybody lost everything. I have farmers that are in the middle of Utuado right now, and they are rationing food because there's no food. I have farmers that have lost all their house. And so we will all suffer. All types of farmers will suffer. There is no crop whatsoever right now on the island. I think for the future, we really need to use this as a wake-up call. I have no doubt whatsoever that the farmers and the people that I work with, which includes consumers as well, we are going to get back on track. I think that the more we can focus on getting more of the food produced locally and for local consumption, because most of the food that is exported from Puerto Rico, right, is coffee, mangoes that go to Europe, et cetera. and we're really not focusing a local consumption plan for food in Puerto Rico. We're starting from scratch. You have to. I mean, I think some things are short-term things, like, you know, sending food over is great aid. But we have a focus on the soonest possible, the sooner the better, to start cleaning up each farm and each community garden and start growing as soon as possible our food again.
That was Tara Rodriguez-Besosa. You can read more of her story on our website. Just go to marketplace.org.